New Hampshire's Seabrook Nuclear Power Plant is the largest of three commercial reactors in the region. Today, it powered down to zero. It's the start of a scheduled month-long process involving 1,000 additional temporary workers. Under the best of circumstances, removing and replacing radioactive fuel rods is a complex process. But as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, this time it's complicated by the coronavirus crisis.
To operate efficiently, Seabrook and the two reactors at Millstone Nuclear Station in Connecticut have to refuel every 18 months. For commercial competitive reasons, the start of the process is secret. Even federal nuclear regulators won't tell you.
The nuclear plants don't publicize when they are going down for refueling.
If anyone in the public would know in advance, it's Natalie Hill Treat. She's head of C10, a group based in Newburyport that monitors Seabrook and is suing over safety issues. Six Massachusetts municipalities are within the 10-mile evacuation zone. She says the refueling of Seabrook usually takes a month and an army of about 1,000 specialized workers. The process, a multi-million-dollar boost for hotels and restaurants.
Typically, it's a real boon for the local economy, but now, obviously, things are a little different.
Different because of the coronavirus outbreak. Nuclear plants are considered critical infrastructure, workers deemed essential, and the secretive process has generated even more attention than usual. Hilltreat has questions about worker safety.
We would feel a little bit better knowing some specifics about it.
There are a number of concerns associated with refueling outages at this time.
Edward Lyman is director of nuclear power safety with the Union of Concerned Scientists. He also wants to know about pandemic safety protocols.
Some of the inspections that are carried out have to be done in close quarters with teams of people in close proximity to each other, and that could lead to the spread of the disease.
Federal regulators say they'll waive some nuclear plant work rules. If owners request, workers can be asked to stay on the job 86 hours a week during the virus crisis. They're also allowing resident NRC inspectors to monitor plants remotely, but be available on site if needed. The owner of Seabrook says the refueling process is proceeding as planned, though an electrical problem triggered an unplanned reactor shutdown overnight. One of the Millstone, Connecticut reactors is reportedly scheduled for refueling later this month. Together, last year, the three New England reactors generated a quarter of the region's electricity. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.